Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest spirit.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Spirituality. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. Yes, your host is back, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for sharing. Thank you for being part of my core audience. Woo-wee! Let me tell you something. This life, I'm going to start off with a quote. You cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. And this life, it really is about the individual journey, your particular journey, your specific journey. And you're so special and you're so different and you're so unique that you have a certain path that you're on that no one else can experience, duplicate, feel. It's really about the individual. So today we're talking about, let me just back up a little bit because I start going and, you know, whew, I am a happiness specialist. And what that means is I teach, I live, I am the example of, I practice behaviors, perspectives, that will also add to happiness. Now, listen, I haven't been on the air in a while, so I'm kind of mumbling over my words. Hold on a second. Let me calm everything down. This life is really very simple. The truth is simple. There are behaviors that you engage in every single day that are literally actually subtracting from your happiness. And there are behaviors and words and perspectives that you engage in every single day that are adding to your happiness. Now, let's 1 + 1 = 2. So practicing the behaviors, practicing the things that subtract from, that add to happiness, yay, and eliminating, gradually eliminating the behaviors that actually subtract. Now, let me talk about this. One of the biggest obstacles to happiness. Now, let me back up again. And I know it's a little choppy in the beginning, but that's okay. You know what? I accept how this show started. When I was younger, I wanted more than anything to be happy. I spent a lot of my life searching, looking for this feeling, only to discover that there's nothing out there. There's nothing out there. I thought I was looking for something out there. And the search and the adventure and the journey does full circle, and it takes me back to me. It's really about the responsibility that I have to myself, responsibility to self. Now, there is a lot of responsibilities out there, responsibility to jobs, responsibility to parents, responsibility to your partner, your husband, your wife, your children. But I'm here to share that when the self, when you have embraced and realized that nurturing self is going to take you to another place where you will even be of more assistance to your job, to your coworkers, to your parents, to your children, to all of these other people. When you elevate and you take yourself to a place that only you can find, only you can feel, only you can know. I wanted to talk about attachments because yesterday, you know, the show is real. Yesterday, we're having a heat wave in California. We're having a heat wave. Don't even ask. Our power went out. So with the power in the middle of the day, yeah, it's probably around 2:30, 3 o'clock. In the mid afternoon, the power went out. So that means no air, no nothing, no refrigerator, microwave, TV, nothing. So when the power went out, it was really interesting because when the power went out, I realized, hey, I'm attached to electricity. My attachment, I have an attachment to electricity. And the reason why it was so apparent because what do I do now? See, the universe will bring to you exactly what you need in the perfect time, in the perfect timing. I don't know if you're a fan of the show Survivor, but there's a group of people, I don't know how many of them, or 20, I don't really know how many, but there's a group of them that go out to remote islands and they spend 39 days with nothing. No food, no shelter. Well, they build the shelter and they catch their food or they, you know, hunt for food, but with nothing. And the reason why I realized that I was attached to electricity is when I lost it. Now, this attachment to things, people, is something that you learn. There are attachments to animals, attachments to money, attachments to numbers. Oh, attachments to numbers, what does that mean? Well, let's see. If 10 people show up to my seminar versus 100 people showing up to my seminar, that's the attachment. The attachment to, oh, are 10 people, is that better than 100 people showing up? Attachment to numbers. And the reason why I'm talking about that is because yesterday again, on Friday I found there was a nail in my tire, so I have to, on Saturday morning I had to go get the nail, get the hole plugged, and then I find out that I need two more tires. Well, $547 later, I remember texting it to my son, and so he texts me back, oh, gee, that's terrible. No, even numbers attached to a number, whether it's big or whether it's small, it's still an attachment. And the only reason why I had an attachment to numbers, the only reason why, it's because my ego. Oh, my ego has a huge attachment to numbers. It is always looking for the larger number in the bank account, in the attendance in the classes, in the, let's see, bank account attendance classes, in how many people are interested in my message, or how many people listen to the show, 20 people or 2,000 people. See, the attachments are clear, but the problem comes from not realizing that they are attachments. Not only can you be attached to money, you can be attached to stuff. What about politics? What about attachment to talking? What about not being able to just be quiet? What about being attached to health? Attached to the body, attached to your body. You know, when I was younger, I've been teaching fitness for, 37 years now? And I had a different look 37 years ago than I do now. And I remember looking at my skin a few years ago and saying, hey, What happened? Why is it a little more wrinkly? What's going on? And thinking that I don't like the you know, when you get older, the wrinkles on the arms and the skin, it's just different. The skin is different. Attached to my old skin. When I say get rid of the attachment, I'm talking about everything. What about the attachment to being right? What about the attachment to feeling good? Or meaning, now, just because I'm a happiness specialist doesn't mean that things that happen to me are just, oh, wonderful, and I'm skipping and through the tulips. But what happens with the practice, practicing things that are definitely adding to my happiness, like letting go of attachments. Now, it's each individual, each person, every single one of you, what is important to you and what you're attached to, I might be able to look at and say, I don't get it. I don't need that. But see, that's the key. This is an individual journey, and for you to really know and to learn and to study and to accept who you are and how did you get to this place right now. The attachments to outcomes, meaning, what if you have plans? Okay, so what is this Sunday? You have a plan for next Saturday. You make plans with your best friend. You make plans with your person you're really excited to see. And it didn't happen for some reason. Somebody postponed or called it off. That's what I'm talking about, the feeling of disappointment. And the only reason why you're disappointed is because there was an attachment to the outcome. Well, actually, and an expectation too. Attachment and expectation of the outcome. What about the attachment to time? How many of you are running around? How many of you have a watch and you know exactly what time it is all through the whole entire day? You're checking your watch. Oh, it's 10 o'clock. Oh, it's 12 o'clock. Now, not saying there's anything wrong with it, but what if for some reason you didn't have your watch and you didn't know what time it was? What I'm really talking about is going to your mirror, going to your any mirror in the house or any mirror and looking in the mirror and saying, you know what? I have attachment to scheduling. I have attachments to time. I have attachments to fill in the blank. Now, it's up to you. Knowing that attachment, subtract from your happiness and subtract from your peace, or being attached. How do I say this? That feeling that you get, it's an uncomfortable feeling that you get. The feeling that I got, come all the way back to me. The feeling that I got yesterday when I realized that I'm not going to have electricity for who knows how long, and after I, you know, double-checked the things in the refrigerator, and then I did some reading online, and I found out that there was a power outage up in San Francisco for a few hours earlier, the day before. I said, okay, so I'm bracing myself for who knows how long the power is going to be out. But in the beginning, before that accepting, there was a lot of feeling uncomfortable. Why do I plug in my phone? How do I keep my this charged? How do I the air conditioner? Mm-hmm. The attachments are really subtle. It's a subtle, subtle vibe. It's a subtle, sometimes you have to dig for your attachments. Sometimes you have to dig and you have to dig really deep. But the reason why it's important to know and to dig and to admit is because it will eventually subtract from what you say you want. If you want to feel happier, if you want to feel more at peace, if you want to feel more content, then you've got work to do, or not. I'm thinking because a couple of weeks ago, actually on Easter Sunday, I surprised my mom bringing my brother to see her, and he hadn't seen her in a long time. They hadn't seen each other. And before he arrived, because I was at the house first, and before he arrived, I really had to sit with myself and think. I had no idea how the reunion was going to pan out or work or be received. I had no idea what was going to happen. So the attachment to the outcome, there was none. Even to the point of, it's going to sound really crazy and out there, but even to the point of, after making the arrangements, after renting and getting a ticket, after all of that, that meeting might not happen the way that I, quote, planned it to happen. It's really about being able to give up all of your plans, not to do anything or what you're inspired to do, but say you have an outcome in mind. I'm speaking about being able to let go of any outcome and allow the outcome, whatever it is in that moment, to unfold and be okay with whatever it looks like. The problem comes from having preferences. The problem comes from my ego wanting, I want it to be like this. I want it to turn out this way. I was speaking at a small gathering, and I remember saying to myself before I started talking that, you know what? I have no idea how many people are going to be in attendance, and I have no idea how many people are going to even get the message, or I have no idea of how many people even care about the message. And in a room full of people, there were two of them that came up wanting more information. And then last week, there was a gentleman that just by chance meeting in the elevator, wanted more information. What I'm talking about, and I know I'm just going on and on and on right now because my timing is a little off today. I'm just letting you know my timing feels a little not as focused. That's what I want to say. And I got to be okay with that. Attached to a perfect radio show? What does that even look like? What if you had no control over what happens to you? What if you had no control over what happens to you? I know it's a future question, would you be okay with whatever happens? That level of trust and that level of letting go and that level of surrendering is a practice that like anything else, practice driving, practice painting, practice writing, practice singing, practice playing an instrument, practice being a radio talk show host that's been off for a few months, and ooh, all of that. What are you practicing? What are you focused on? That is going to determine how much contentment, peace, happiness you're going to experience in any moment. Reality Spirituality is heard when I'm inspired, usually Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. My website, RebeccaNorrington.com. You can email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at R.L. Norrington. Face page, Reality Spirituality. Go to Reality Spirituality. You can like the face page. And I want to remind my core listeners, what's going to happen tomorrow? I have no idea. Attached to tomorrow, attached to the past, attached to the future. Gotta let it go. I'm talking about myself. God has to let it go. And when you can let it go, when you can let all of the things that the ego wants to hold on to, stuff, being right, outcome, humans, money, order, feeling good, your health, your body, wanting to be right, controlling, attachments to controlling. Wow. Right? Attachments to having control. All of it. This is a life that you can customize to you. What works for me may not work for you, but know that. The studying and the realizing and the taking an inventory of the attachments. Start really small, really teeny. Say, let me try to think of something attached to driving the same way every day. Say you go to the gym every day, you drive the same route. I'm going to go the same way. So it's really about just kind of breaking up in small doses. Growth is little teeny tiny little steps, little bites. Remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. Love is patient and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. This week, your homework assignment is just to jot down some of your attachments. Just write everything down. Be honest with yourself. And then practice letting go of each one. One by one. Thank you for listening.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
Question for RLN.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Getting real. Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get down.
Reality Spirituality. Dr. J.